Transportation.com to find out about some fabulous deals. Corporate transportation for individuals or groups of any size, bang, they got it done. Special event transportation for weddings, proms, bachelor, bachelorette parties, etc. Chauffeur transportation makes special events even that much more special and safe. Airport transportation, I do it, saves time and hassle. Senior transportation, seniors love the fact that they can have more independence and dignity by getting to and fro very safely with terrific chauffeurs. They are the perfect designated driver. Group outings like winery trips and birthdays, best transportation, boys and girls. It'll be the best decision you ever make. BestTransportation.com.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
ew
to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hello, Jay Randolph, suggesting you bring your hunger to Rib City. They're now in a new location just east of 270 in Manchester in the Colonnade Center. Their award-winning baby back ribs are remarkable. The whole menu offers you lots and lots of good food, believe me. Real barbecue, great ribs, and the wonderful desserts. Coconut cream pie is out of this world. Call 314-965-RIBS. Rib City. You won't want to miss it.
Head to Arcasee Casino Alton. You could win $100,000 cash. It's Pot of Gold Sundays in March, noon to 8 p.m. at Arcasee Casino Alton.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat, and we're full of chips, and we think you'll get lots of
French fried potatoes.
I'm actually good on there. They're real good. You get a lot of salt on them, you get some good ketchup, they're good.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the March 10th already, if you can believe that. The March 10th edition, Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union, where I do all my banking, and that is the exclusive sponsor for the yard sale every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, with Paul Warner. FirstCommunity.com is the website. We will talk more about them. We have some fun stuff to go over. We have a joke. You kind of know how the playhouse goes. And it all starts with a round of introductions, and we do that as soon as this music ends right here.
Hey!
That's called timing. It's called learning to talk and stall until the point mark, you hit the mark, where then you begin to introduce people like this guy, Eon the Peon. He's running the control board, and he wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, and if the time has come for you to receive a distribution from your 401k, then now is a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great.
Happy birthday to John Carney today.
Ah, that's right.
He is, I think, today, he is 66 today.
He is.
Yes, 66 years old. Happy birthday.
Hi, Crew Carney here.
Yeah, we know. We know. We just mentioned your birthday, 66. Doesn't look it.
No.
Looks like 60, maybe 60, 61.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to John. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He never allows us to tell people when his birthday is or how old he is. It would be one step toward, well, identifying him. And he has been undercover and literally almost invisible all the time he's been with us. Nobody even knows what he looks like except us. That's Hebe Jimenez. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses hind end.
And we're talking earlier about how did the recycling thing even come up? I don't. Some caller called and said something about the two barrels.
We were talking about trash and something, and then you said, yeah, I don't know how they got on that subject.
It was a caller. And Rat Boy says he has three different barrels. He has one for the trash, the garbage, one for recyclable stuff. And what's the third one?
Cheese.
Cheese. He puts all the cheese that he didn't eat that went bad. And I'll bet that's a pleasure to open that on a hot summer day.
Cheese that he didn't eat.
No. There's expiration date on some of that cheese. And when it goes bad, then it all tastes like blue cheese. It smells like blue cheese, which I still maintain is bad cheese. It's cheese that went bad a long time ago. Give it up for Bruce Lipperst and the All Boy Orchestra. Blue cheese.
I won't eat it.
Blue cheese crumbles. When you smell it, it is exactly the same smell as the stuff you throw out in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
If you opened the door and you smelled anything that smelled like that, and it wasn't blue cheese, you throw it out.
But that's mold on it, right? Essentially?
I think it is. But then mold is what penicillin comes from. Maybe it's like a healing thing. Maybe
you can't get past the look of it.
I know. I can't get past the smell, the taste, or the look. The three strikes. It's out. Blue cheese is gone. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I bank there. You know that. Unless you just started listening today. And if you did, hey, welcome. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you. There's Peon over there. There's Joyce over there. There's Mimi over there. There's Florence Nightingale. Oh, that was the other guy that used to do that. Introduced everybody around the room. I want to introduce you to First Community Credit Union and to the wonderful people who work there. And I've not met anywhere near all of them because I go to one location. I've been to a total of three ever. But 99.9% of the time I go down in the valley. Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. Thank you. It's been a while. Got a lot of requests to do that. Haven't done it for a while. Here's one right here. Came in this morning. Dear Frank, when you do First Community Credit Union, talk about them. Why don't you ever sing Down in the Valley again? I really, really like it. I wish you would do it more often. It seems like it's been much too long.
Who wrote that?
Sylvia Fenderman.
Fenderman.
Fenderman, yeah. Thank you, Sylvia, from Shoveltown. Thank you for that email. Chesterfield Valley's it's the headquarters for First Community Credit Union, but they have 40 locations. 40. Not 40. But 40, if you're hardcore St. Louisan, it would be 40. 4-0, and I'm sure more to come because they just keep getting bigger. And they get bigger because once people do their banking there, they love it. And they're glad they did, and you will be too. Great rates, wonderful people, lots of services, and really fresh popcorn. That's like a fringe benefit. You wouldn't change just for that, but that's sort of an added benefit. And one day this summer, it'll be really hot again, like 100 or even 95 or 90, and you'll go in and they'll have a popsicle for you at First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. It killed me to turn down business recently. We need some new advertisers, and we really need some new advertisers, and everybody does. That's why you notice the difference you notice on television, radio, newspaper, the size of the paper, the quality of the reporters on television. Lots of young, who's that? Never saw him or her before right out of college. It's all budgetary, and it's all been forced on different forms of the media because the advertising money is not what it used to be, because that money from advertisers now They got everybody coming at them from every direction. We want your money spent on social media, and it should be on these Facebook pages and these websites, and it should pop up here and pop up there. And then and we try to get our piece of it, and it's tougher than it's ever been before. And I had to turn down a really good piece of business from a really big company. And the reason I did it is because I know something. And I've now done this three times in the time that I've been here. Three different businesses. As much as we need the business, I can't do it. And I feel both really bad, because I'd love to have had the business, but at the same time, I feel really good that I'm not a hypocrite. Because I told you before, there is a business in St. Louis, and do not email me and asking me for these names, because I won't give them to you. Because when you call people out and accuse them of things, even though you know it's a fact, if you can't prove it, you're in a world of hurt. I'll give you an example. Let's say that I saw somebody at our radio station in the parking lot snorting cocaine. Okay? Now, I saw it. I know it's true, but I can't prove it. I didn't video it. Can't prove it. So that's a good example. This particular business, there's something about this business that I know about somebody who is a powerful person in the business, and it's despicable. So I turned it down. It happened two other times. There is a company in St. Louis that is owned and run by a guy who is an ex-convict, and he sodomized a little girl. There was another big company in St. Louis that actually came to me many, many years ago. And I sent the salesperson back to them and said, say one thing to this advertiser. Say, Frank will not do your commercials, and he says you'll know why. And that'll be the end of it. And he knew why. He knew what I knew. And I knew it because of a former partner and associate who witnessed it. And it was disgusting, despicable, illegal behavior. So we almost had a new advertiser, but we don't. And I say that so that I can also turn it into an invitation to you. If you are tired of wasting advertising money, if you have now realized that the whole ratings thing is an absolute ridiculous joke, and you realize you've been sold a bill of goods by a lot of people who told you things would work that didn't work, then why don't you shoot me an email if you've got some money to spend, some considerable money, because this is not cheap. But if you let it go and let us do it, it should work for you. So that would be frankopinion@yahoo.com. And do not email me and ask me who those businesses are, because, again, I'm not going to tell you. I don't have photographs, pictures, but I do know for a fact in those three cases what I'm talking about. We don't talk about politics here, but there are two things going on right now that you cannot ignore because they are so interesting. And what I'm about to tell you is not something you can take sides on. You better stay away from that. You know what you're talking about. Yes, I do. And everybody does. And here they are, one on the left and one on the right. Let's start with Hillary and this email thing. Did you see her statement that she got up and gave?
I heard about finally? It. I didn't watch it.
What she said essentially was two things that are going to come back and bite her. I don't think that she's now done. I still think she can run and maybe even win because her name is Clinton. I think they know how to deal with stuff. But she said she had one server and one email address because she didn't want to carry two phones.
What?
I don't know much about technology, but I do know of this. You can have seven email addresses on one phone.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with how many. So that was a huge blunder. And the other was that it was set up so she and Bill could communicate by email back and forth. They have now confirmed, and I've checked three different news sources, Bill Clinton in his life has sent two emails ever, and neither one was to her. Warren Buffett has sent one email his entire life. This astounds me. One email. Warren Buffett. Bill Clinton, two. One was to John Glenn, and the other was an email to troops in Afghanistan. Send an email over there. Now, that is incredible to me that he doesn't use email. Now, she's going to have to figure out how to deal with that. And she will. Here's the other huge blunder. Dr. Ben Carson. You know who he is, Peon?
No.
He's a neurosurgeon and a was, I think, formidable potential candidate for Republican nominee for president. I don't think he really had a chance because I think he's too soft-spoken. I think that when you are very soft-spoken and mild-mannered, I think that works against you. I think every once in a while you got to dig deep and pull out the fire and brimstone type delivery, and most politicians can do that. But Dr. Carson decided, I think, day before yesterday to say that homosexuality was a choice. And the example he gave was that a guy goes into, it's known that a guy goes into prison straight and comes out gay. He's done. Did you see Saturday Night Live?
No,
they,
I didn't watch
they
this week.
Roasted him. They absolutely had a heyday with Ben Carson. And I can tell you right now, Ben Carson regrets. It's one of those Todd Akin things where you can do one thing, boom, that's it. You're done. Look at, what was the guy?
Dean.
Yes, Howard Dean. That was
it. Texas, Alabama. Yeah.
That was it. Single thing was the end of the line for him. I think this is it for Carson. And my goodness, man, I like him. I think he's smart, but holy cow. Are you kidding me? You're a neurosurgeon. You're a smart guy. Are you kidding me? That's a choice to be homosexual? I think it can be, but to say that it is, implying it always is, that's unbelievable. So these are two going to be fun things to follow.
That's why I heard.
To watch the spin masters go to work.
She handed over 55,000 pages of email? Is that right?
But here's the problem.
How do you go through all that?
Here's the problem. Those are the ones you handed over. There would never be any way to prove what was deleted except blank
server.
Dates. Yeah. Except missing dates. If you have 3-4 days of nothing and you're in that kind of position, don't you telling me you didn't look at your email or send anything for a week or 2 weeks? So we'll see. But I think that's an easy one. I said this yesterday, depending on what side of the fence you're on, it's real easy to argue either side. If I'm not either one, I'm not left or right, I'm in the middle. And I just think if I were on the left, I'd go, big deal. It's not against the law. Private email, just so what? But then when you get up and go, I don't want to carry two phones. Ugh. Now, see, the way around that is you'll just go, well, I didn't know. I thought you had to have two phones. Okay. I think there's an easy way out of that one. I don't think the Carson thing's going to be so easy. The Dubai Police Department, if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM of the PM, Peon has put this up. Wait until you see the fleet of cars the Dubai Police Department has. These are their police cars, Lamborghinis, Ferraris.
Wow.
It is beyond belief. You'll love this video. And it's really well done. And they have a great relationship with the people of Dubai because it's the world's greatest PR move is to outfit a police department with these incredible cars because people constantly taking pictures, talking to the cops, asking, they let you, they go, here, take a picture of the car, get in the car, look at the car. It's interesting to see those cars as cop cars, cars that can do, 270 miles an hour, 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds. I want you folks to start counting. You know what we've done with the word anyway? Bernice has helped us. And now when you're somewhere and somebody goes, anyway, you hear Bernice's voice. I want you to start counting the times every day you hear the word amazing. I've said this before. It has gotten to the point now where I actually have, I don't know what to call it, a condition that I've developed over the word amazing. And when I start to say amazing, even though I don't use it all the time, I can't stand that I almost used it or that I just used it and said it before I could catch myself. That's how tired I am of the word amazing. It was amazing. You look amazing. That movie was amazing. When you see this show, it's amazing. She's amazing. He's amazing. Whew. Wow. Okay, just start. Start watching. Start counting, and I'll help you when we hear things on the air. Amazing. We're running a commercial. I won't get into who it is or what it is, but it says that they're looking for a handful of people. They have an 800 number, and they're looking for just a handful of people. Yet they've been running this for months. Seating, it says, is extremely limited. Well, that tells me nobody must be interested because you have extremely limited seating and you only want a handful of people and you're still asking for people to come. Maybe nobody wants to do what you're doing, or maybe you really don't have limited seating. Ah, maybe that's it. And you're not looking for just a handful of people. But see, when you do that, when you go in there and say, now look at limited seating, we only want to have, it makes it sound exclusive. Sometimes it's real. Sometimes it's not. These seminars a lot of people have, they really don't want the 35, 40 people because they want to be able to do Q&A and keep it, you know, tight. But this other stuff, this nationally run stuff where they say they only want a few people, start paying attention and you'll see, you'll learn how it works. Got a great email from a listener, a longtime listener. We talked about recycling. Here's his email. It says, a buddy of mine works for a large company that generates and takes care of a lot of trash. The trash guy they use and they contract with said very close to what you said, meaning me. This is an email to me. He says that a lot of times less than half of this stuff really goes. He says the recycling companies are full capacity, got everything they want or need, and about half of what's taken goes right to the regular trash heap. So this is from a guy who works in the business. So it's not always what it seems to be. Yes, some of it does get recycled. The cell phone factory talks about, here's what it says on this one. It says your mobile phone has a built-in backup battery. I'm very suspicious of this. And anybody who has the guts, go ahead and do what I'm about to tell you to do with your phone because I won't do it with mine. It says if you press *3370#, or it's asterisk or *3370#. It says do that when your phone is almost dead. And it will restart with a new reserve battery life of 50%. I don't buy this. What's funny is I'm scared to death to hit that on my phone. You going to do it?
Oh, this is a long Snopes article. It says...
It's not true.
Mixture of accurate and inaccurate. So I don't know if that is necessarily...
What does that mean?
I'll have to delve into it.
You got the guts to do it? Are you going to hit *3300? I'm serious. I'm afraid if I do that...
Right. That or a virus or something.
I just cleared my whole phone of everything. I'm scared to death of this thing. And then here's what they say, too. ATM. It says, I don't buy this either. It says, if you're ever forced by a robber to withdraw money from an ATM machine, you can immediately notify the police by doing this. Enter your PIN number in reverse. If your PIN number is 1234, put 4321. The ATM will recognize that it's your PIN number backwards from the card you put in. It'll still give you the money, but it will immediately notify the police to come to that location. I'm not buying it.
I don't think so either.
I'm not buying it.
No, because it'll just say that you've entered the wrong PIN number.
Now, you know what these people do who generate these things on the internet and these emails is they always end it with something like, this information was recently broadcast on Crime Stoppers. It is seldom used because people don't know about it. I tried it myself, and honest to goodness, it really works. They always do that to make it seem like I didn't believe it either, but it actually happened to my sister, you know those stories.
Right.
You've seen them. So I don't buy the ATM thing. I don't buy the battery backup. I don't know about 112 as the worldwide emergency number. Maybe it is. I guess I can't try it out until I have an emergency in another country. And we haven't had that until Dan's dad stepped out in traffic, and Dan tried to kill him. He pushed him out in traffic in Mexico, and Dan's dad's bone came out of his arm.
Here's what it says. The claim that pressing the sequence *3370# will unleash hidden battery power in a cell phone seems to be a misunderstanding of an option available on some brands of cell phone for half-rate codec, which provides about 30% more talk time on a battery charge at the expense of lower sound quality. It says, so, however, this option is enabled by pressing the sequence *4720#. The sequence *3370# actually enables enhanced full rate codec, which provides better sound quality at the expense of shorter battery life. So actually, it'll shorten your battery life if you put that in.
Well, that's very different.
It makes the sound quality better of your phone call.
Okay. We'll get to this other story later. I'll just give you the headline to it and then all the details. In your lifetime, as an average person, how many pounds of animals... Not pounds. How many whole animals do you think this is? Cows, chickens?
Oh, I saw this.
How many whole animals, Dan? He saw it. He's disqualified. How many whole animals do you think you'll eat in your lifetime?
Oh, whole
entire animals?
Animals.
In other words, the consumption of meat, like, of chicken is the equivalent of so many whole chickens, so many cows, how many animals?
Wow. I don't know.
7,000 animals.
Holy cow.
It's a great article. We'll get to it later. Ladies, get in here, please.
Oh, my friend just texted me the reverse the reverse pen thing is also not true.
It's bogus. Yeah. It has to be. A couple gets married, and she's blonde. I'm in the blonde joke kind of phase now. I'm going through that. And they have been married. They've been married about a year now. And he's outside, and he's cutting the grass, and he gets stuck. He decides he's got to relieve himself. They kind of live in a private, no neighbors can see, so he decides to pee outside. And before he's finished, a bumblebee lands on his wiener and stings him right on the end of his wiener. It is so painful. It's so painful. And he had read an article that if you get a sting, that if you can submerge the sting in cold liquid, and he runs in the house, he opens the refrigerator, and the first thing he sees is he had poured a glass of milk, and he didn't finish, and it's sitting in the refrigerator nice and cold. He takes that glass down and holds it down and dunks his wiener in it, just sticks his wiener in a glass of milk. And his blonde wife walks in right then and looks at him. She says, "So that's how you refill those things."
Let's see how traffic's moving. Here's Tim Wyland.
Well, crews are trying to wrap up an accident on southbound 141 near Conway. It's off on the shoulder, but traffic is slow from Ladue. You've got southbound 170 jamming up from Olive down through Highway 40. Hockey traffic coming in on eastbound 40 is heavy, 141 through Mason. You'll find it slow again between McKnight and Big Bend. Eastbound 40 downtown is slowing Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. On eastbound 270, it's heavy between McDonald and New Florissant. And on westbound 40, it's just a usual slowdown. Kings Highway through McCausland, westbound 70, just a bit heavy from the Blanchette Bridge out through Highway 94. And this traffic report brought to you by Wendy's. Bring the kids and stop by Wendy's for a kid's meal. Now just $1.99 after 4 p.m. for a limited time, with choices that will make both parents and kids happy at participating Wendy's for a limited time. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Bob Ramsey, the voice of St. Louis FC. Join us Saturday for St. Louis FC versus Tulsa on KTRS. Pre-match begins at 7 with a 7:30 kick time live from Soccer Park on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you considering a short sale for your home? If so, then listen to this message from St. Louis Home Retention Group President Steve Scallard.
Listen, as you guys well know, our goal is to help homeowners keep their property in every situation. But unfortunately, not every situation is going to turn out to where that's the best decision. Thankfully, there are programs in place that we can still mitigate with your bank that will allow you to stay in the property for an extended period of time while we list the property for sale for you. Once the property is sold, if there's a short pay balance, we will arrange to have that forgiven as well. If you're getting letters from people wanting to buy your home, or if you are upside down on your property, this is an opportunity that you may want to look into. It's just another avenue that we can use to assist you in moving forward in your financial homes.
Call Steve or Doug Skyron at St. Louis Home Retention Group right now, 636-527-5121. Or online at stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Hi, I'm Terry with Weedman Lawn Care, and I want to clear up a real misconception amongst homeowners. I get the distinct feeling that some of you think all lawn care companies are alike. That couldn't be further from the truth. Let me explain. Some of the low-cost ones will either use quick-release fertilizers or whatever their suppliers wish to dump on the market. Not a good thing. At Weedman, we use only golf course-quality timed-release granular fertilizer, which meters out over 8 to 10 weeks and makes environmental sense. This means no mowing like crazy after the app and then loss of color a few weeks later like some competitors' results. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free quote. We also blow any product off drives and sidewalks, leave personalized notes about your lawn, move toys or pet items before treating, and have even been known to bring your garbage container back to your garage. I'm a former golf course superintendent with a degree in agronomy. Many with Weedman have turf-related degrees and are years of green industry experience. Enjoy great confidence when choosing Weedman for your lawn care needs, where promises are kept. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, because lawn care is not all alike.
Our family had a savings account. until our furnace died.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no emergency fund, and our water heater just quit.
The truth is, it can only take one home appliance or system repair to bust your budget. But if you buy a home warranty from American Home Shield, they help pay your covered repairs for you. For a free quote, call 1-800-900-9517. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will help pay covered repairs for you? Your furnace, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, air conditioner, and more. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Why would you ever pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs when you can let American Home Shield help pay covered repairs for you? If you'd rather keep more of your savings, call for a free quote, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-900-9517. That's 1-800-900-9517.
For the last 18 years, she is a top full-time producer, and she has amassed the expertise to help you buy or sell your home in any market. She's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy, what's this coming soon philosophy in real estate?
Yeah, there's a whole new underground way of looking for houses now. With this market being as hot as it is, we have the whole coming soon network. So we have agents that are connecting with each other about houses that are coming on the market before they're available. So more than ever, it's important to work with a buyer agent to find houses before they hit the internet and the MLS.
You have buyer specialists, you have selling specialists, you have staging experts and marketing specialists, and you also incorporate technology.
Absolutely. Our clients have the option to use client-issued iPad minis so that we can communicate with them paperlessly and allow them to have search options and fun apps for home buying and selling.
That's 314-276-SOLD or Kathy Helbig at the KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Looking forward to your tax refund? So are identity thieves who steal refunds by filing fraudulent tax returns. Last year alone, they stole more than an estimated $5 billion from hardworking Americans just like you. Once identity thieves get a hold of your tax forms, watch out. They know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is right there. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your social security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. And while no one can stop all identity theft and nobody can monitor every single business, LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides their most comprehensive identity theft protection available. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10%. Call 800-520-9095. 800-520-9095. 800-520-9095.
At Granite Busters, they make it easy to say yes.
Right now until March 9th, it's the Granite Busters Why Wouldn't I Sale?
With no-nonsense bottom-line pricing, starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed.
And when you buy 50 or more square feet of granite countertops, you'll get the following three items absolutely free.
A stainless steel undermount sink, valued at $350, free.
A sink crate, valued at $100, free.
A complete plumbing hookup, valued at $250,
free.
That's $700 worth of extras,
absolutely free.
Stop in and check out over 125 different colors and styles and pick out the perfect slab for your kitchen at the Granite Busters Design Showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Call now to schedule an appointment at 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344.
Or visit online at granitebusters.com.
The Why Wouldn't I sale is going on now
at Granite Busters.
Join me, PGA champion Nick Price, and Grand Slam winner Gary Player, plus St. Louis legend Dick Shapiro, and members of the Belrive Country Club on Monday, 27th April, at the Chaminade Theatre, as we are proud to enter the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. My first major win was at Belrive in 1992, and Gary and I will tell stories of his 65 U.S. Open and my PGA Championship. Buy tickets online at stlshof.com or at Chaminade, 314-993-4400, extension 1302.
For your next flight to Tampa, St. Pete, or Orlando, take the hassle-free, low-fare, family-friendly, free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airlines at Mid-America Airport. Allegiant Airlines has direct flights to these sunny destinations from convenient Mid-America Airport, where you'll find low fares, short lines, and free parking. So next time, fly Allegiant Airlines from Mid-America Airport. Book your flight today at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored in part by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
You know, since Dan started playing bass guitar, I'm not kidding, I've started paying attention
to bass lines.
Yes, and when I hear when I hear a song, I think I can pick out, and then I try to see if I can anticipate the next note, and I think I'm pretty good. My problem is I don't then know how to pick up a guitar and find those notes.
That's
the problem. It's kind of like I could hear a song in my head and compose it, but then if I sat down at the piano, I couldn't turn it into anything because I don't know how to play. Let's go to talking about multi-talented earlier, like Sammy Davis Jr. A white version of Sammy Davis Jr. might be this guy right here, and I'm talking about Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley. And please do not forget that a gift card from either one of these would be greatly appreciated any time of the year for any occasion. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse proudly present Mike Evans. How did that start, by the way? Because sometimes if we call your phone and you're not there, the recording says, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up. How did that, give it up, give it up?
Give it up, 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 give it up.
How did that start?
You know what? It started actually with a friend of mine in St. Louis, Bruce Butler, who used to work for Premier Radio, and Jack Buck over there in St. Louis, who's a great guy.
Heard of Butler. I've never heard of the Jack Buck guy.
Yeah.
Jack Butler, yes. He was
No, that's another guy.
What?
No.
Did you ever meet Bruce Butler?
I think I did, but
yeah, good guy. I don't know. I don't even know if he started or I started, but, you know, we would call each other. And as soon as we knew it was one of the two of us, we were, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up.
Well, you know what else you're responsible for? Every day when the show's over, when we walk out and we head for the elevator or the stairway, we go,
yes,
that's how we end our day's conversation.
Your sign-off.
That's also a Bruce Butler and Mike Evans original. Mm. We used to go up to this place that they closed up over by LAX. Right overlooking the ocean. It used to be a housing project, but then before they built LAX, they tore down the houses because, I mean, it's right as the planes lift off and go over the ocean. And you used to be able to go up there on a street called
Lonely Street?
Sandpiper Avenue. It's only like two blocks. Used to be part of a. We used to go up there and smoke pot.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, it was against the law, I believe, then.
Yeah, we did that. And we would sit there and watch the planes take off and look at the ocean, and it was really cool. And then we always go, name the name of the oldie but goodie who rides a bicycle 5 miles every morning before he has breakfast, before he does anything else. Larry David, Ted Danson, Rob Reiner, Arnold Schwarzenegger, answer in just a minute. Peon.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want you to look into this. If you know, well, you can put yours in, and maybe we can get Frank put his in. This is a great website for all of our listeners. I really want you to write this down. It's a great website. If you want to know what the number one song was the day that you were born.
No, I think I've seen this before.
www.playback.fm. Go there, Ian, put yours in, and you can play it for us, what yours is.
Okay.
Maybe we can get Frank to give us his birthday.
FM? No, thank you.
www.playback.fm.
No, FM? No, thank you.
Why?
Well, not until we go to work again on FM.
No, that's just the website.
Okay.
Come on now.
Let me see here. Okay, going to...
You do that, and I'll finish.
All right.
Their marriage has lasted for years, and David Beckham says he's never seen his wife, Victoria Beckham, smile.
What?
That's very odd. Jihad John, the ruthless ISIS beheader, has heard from his father in another open letter in the London Times. The father wrote the son, "We wish and pray that you will rot and die in hell."
Wow.
Signed, your father.
Wow.
Chad Brown has a love child. This is so beautiful, Frank. He named the love child Royalty Honor.
Royalty Honor.
Yeah, Chris Brown, you know, one beats up women. Beautiful. Yeah.
He's so normal.
Yeah. Hey, if you have kids that love Frozen, Disney is planning to roll out a whole new line of Frozen toys and other merchandise for Christmas.
Of course they are.
We call that more money, more money, more money, more money.
Yeah, we were talking about the prices when it came here. Frozen, Disney brought
on
Frozen
ice.
Here on ice, and it was ridiculously priced.
The $16 slushies.
Yeah.
$12 cotton candy.
Yes.
It's just
horrible.
Obscene. They said Disney sends you know, whatever the arena, the price list, they essentially have to jack it up like 25%.
To the people, yeah.
Of what they normally charge.
First Bruce Willis and Demi Moore's daughter Rumor marching around New York topless.
All right.
Now Cholula, the sister, is now getting a lot of pictures, topless pictures shot of her. What is up with these kids? I don't.
Yeah, stop it.
Odd casting. How about this? Ed Asner will play Franklin Roosevelt. When Asner's 94 and Delano Roosevelt died when he was, what, 58? How does that work?
Good makeup.
Swift, Hot Lips from MASH is going to play Eleanor Roosevelt.
Wow, I predict a disaster there.
This is a stage play in Chicago next month, but it's coming to St. Louis at the end of next winter.
If he makes it.
Date in history, March 10th, 1876. This is a biggie. This is a huge one. March 10th, 1876, the very first telephone call. Alexander Graham Bell finally gets his invention under control, calls his assistant and says, Mr. Watson, come here, I want you. Was he gay?
Now, hang on a sec. We have the Peon Pullet. We have the recording of him trying to call his mother,
really?
His elderly mother, and it was so crude and unperfected, she couldn't even hear. She just kept saying, hello. Yes, remember that piano?
Yes.
That was gifted to us from a museum. This is the actual call. You don't hear Alexander Graham Bell, but you hear his mom desperately trying to talk to him. Play that for me. Phone obviously works.
Hello?
That's Mrs.
Hello?
That's Mrs. Bell.
Wow.
Wow.
That was Ma Bell.
Oh, that's good.
Did you do? I like it.
Yeah, that's good.
Born on this date, I think she's the hottest singer in the world. Carrie Underwood, 32 years old. Pop quiz question before we get to the website. Well, let's do the website first. Did you find it?
I did. The number one song on Tuesday, June 7th, 1977 was Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
Whoa.
You want to do Frank's real quick?
No.
Wow.
No.
Come on, Frank.
On 1921.
December.
Oh, they do not have Edison tubes.
Well, you know what? No, don't do it now. He ruined it. He ruined my report.
Oh, my.
He ruined my
He's
section.
He's going to do it.
Do Dan's. Dan, what year?
August 1958.
August what?
August 4th.
19... You know, on August 4th?
Number one song.
Folks, there was a blip in their audio because we had to snip out something.
Hasn't figured out words. Yeah, number one song, Monday, August 4th, 1958, Poor Little Fool by Ricky Nelson.
Poor Little Fool.
And it has the YouTube video right there so you can play it. Right?
I was a fool.
That was really good. That sounds just like him.
Who rides a bicycle 5 miles every day, every morning, soon he get up? Larry, David, Ted Danson, Rob Reiner. Arnold Schwarzenegger!
Arnold.
Danson.
I'm not a big fan of his, but I'll have to go with Ted Danson.
Arnold Schwarzenegger!
Told you.
I might give it a nod, Hollywood.
I don't know what it is about Ted Danson. I think it's that I know he was intimate with Whoopi Goldberg. Thank you. I'm not kidding. I think that's what disturbs me about him. I've seen her, and I've seen him, and now all I think about is those two together, and that kind of did it for me with Ted Danson. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Guns. Andy Guns is next door to the smokehouse.
How does he know that you can't say that word on the radio?
I don't
yet?
Know. He said a word we had to cut out, and he claims to have been in the business before, yet he still pulls that every once in a while.
Yeah, he just throws stuff out there.
And you can't really, I don't know that it's an actual violation.
But you don't hear people say it on
the
radio.
No, it's not a word that has yet been accepted. Oh, you know what they had on Saturday Night Live? The D-I-C-K word for your wiener, and they said it. And,
really?
And yes, and the one guy, Chris Hemsworth, was the guest host, and one of the other regulars there said, yeah, but my is bigger than his. And
Whoa.
He used the word, and I thought, what? That's NBC.
It's during the...
I know there's supposed to be an after a certain hour, but with DVRs and recorded stuff, I don't think that stuff flies anymore. It's either acceptable or it's not. I don't think you can still go by those evening time rules because people record things. Hey, speaking of time, we're almost out of it. Yeah, thank you for that reminder. Schaefer has a C in it, S-C-H. AEFER. They're in the auto body business. They, you know, put your vehicle back together after an accident. And they're really, really good at it. And they've been doing it a long time. And they have 8 locations. Now they're in Illinois. And Illinois waited for a long time for a Schaefer. Now they have one. Schaefer Auto Body. If you use them, my guess is you will never have any reason to ever look for another body shop ever. The average person's in every 7 years, whether that's you or it's more often or less often. Remember this name, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You will be so glad you knew about them. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Let's get our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, things have thinned out on southbound 270. Southbound 170 is still stacking up from Del Mar down through Highway 40. You've got the hockey traffic making its way from 141 through Mason slow, and then from Clayton-Warson in through Big Bend. Westbound 40, just a little heavy, Hampton through McCausland, and again at McKnight where there's a stall reported in the right lane. Looks like we've thinned out on the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Wendy's. Bring the kids and stop by Wendy's for a kid's meal. Now just $1.99 after 4 p.m. for a limited time, with choices that will make both parents and kids happy at participating Wendy's for a limited time. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
I think they just throwed him under the bus.
The former Ferguson municipal judge still on the job in some North County communities. Why some are severing ties and others are defending Ronald Brockmeyer.
Hundreds of tickets written in one city are no longer valid. Why the mayor says he's throwing them out.
Union Pacific Railroad with a warning for the public and professional photographers.
Fox 2 is your home of the Rams, and tonight Sam Bradford is no longer a Ram. The team dealt him to Philadelphia in a quarterback swap today.
Fox 2 Sports Director Martin Kilcoyne is live at Rams Park tonight with who the Rams got. Martin.
Well, Rafer and Sandy, in the NFL, you really only need one coach that believes in you.